Yeah, so Nick and I, we became friends literally within a few days of junior high starting in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was comic books. We had a class together and we both recognized each other as nerds who read comic books.
Oh yeah? What's like your comic of choice?
What was I reading at the time? I think I just started reading Akira was being printed in the U.S.
Okay.
And Nick had, I think, an early Wolverine or X-Men or something.
Uh-huh.
Which I was into too, but we just started. And actually, we were really rude to each other at first.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, take me back to the first encounter.
We just, you know, we said, oh, you read comics, something like that. And then, I don't know how this started, but, like, he would walk down the hall, and if he saw me, he would just call me Airhead. You know, when you're, like, 12, and you think you're being really, like, and you're not.
Yeah. Right.
I would say back to him, I thought his name was Dick and not Nick. And so I'd go, oh, hi, Dick. Like, you know, and he must have thought that I was, like, making fun of him, like, totally calling him Dick, because I actually thought that was his name. But we became fast friends just over everything. We just seemed to have a lot of interest. And even then, at that age, I wanted to make films, and Nick, like, he is now, he was, like, dabbling in both. You know, he loved movies, but he was also playing instruments and stuff. And I gotta say, it's kind of like, we used to come, his house is really close to the school, and every day after school, we'd go straight to his house. I would steal food from his cabinets, and we'd watch MTV back when they play videos. And get really excited by that, and watch videos or whatever, and then just do whatever. And then, like, you know, we were just really good friends, and then the real Dennis stuff, I think it was a Christmas, his family got a video camera. And then Nick and I started making things on VHS, like in-camera edit, or we'd hook up two VCRs and do the record and play thing. And we just made, like, little shorts all the time, like, really weird things. And we even ran for class president together one year and made, like, campaign ads, but they were ridiculous, you know? And so it was just, like, it went from a hobby to being something that we were just, like, we did it purely out of, like, the sheer love of doing it. We were doing it constantly. And then, like, you know, things just, like, and then life catches up with you. We were still friends all through high school and so on. I was still making things all the time with the cameras or whatever. He got way more into music and was, like, you know, playing all the time. And then, just, like, you know, what happened after high school, I was kind of sad, but we went our separate ways. He went up to Bellingham. I went to college in Ireland, all places. So we were really far apart. But it was this funny thing where, when, you know, you lose touch with friends and stuff. Nick and I have always been like, you know, we haven't lived in the same city for years, except for a short stint I did in Seattle maybe 2 years ago. But if we don't talk to each other for, like, 2 years, and we talk, it's just as if no time has passed at all. You know, we just straight away we're like, how have you been, you know, whatever. And yeah, I ended up going to film school, and I remember really sheepishly when he kept me up to date on Eureka Farm and Shed, I think was another band he was in.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he was telling me to take. And then one day he's like, you know, I'm in this new band, and he was being like sheepish about it and so on, because he's always like, you know, but he was like, yeah, but I think we actually made something good, and he sent me like this really sweet letter and a copy of something about airplanes. And, you know, the very first pressing and everything. And I put it on and was amazed because, it, like, for the first time in my life, I had a friend in a band that I thought was really good. Most of the time when you have friends in bands, you go, yeah, you're doing all right, you know, and you struggle for things to say.
Right, right.